Bahraini regime forces attack anti-government protesters in several villages, including Sitra and Saiba. Police used tear gas to disperse the demonstrators who were marching on the eve of this year's Formula One Grand Prix competitions in Bahrain. A U.S. federal judge dismisses a lawsuit against President Obama's administration over drone attacks that killed three Americans in Yemen in 2011. The suit was brought against former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, ex-CIA Director David Petraeus, and two senior military commanders, but the judge says officials cannot be held personally responsible. France's far-right National Front says it will prevent schools from offering non-pork alternatives to Muslims and Jews. The party's leader says current arrangements contradict France's secular values. France has one of the biggest Muslim populations in the world. Critics accuse Paris of imposing its own values on religious minorities. Cuba criticizes the U.S. for plots aimed at fomenting unrest in the country via launching a text message social network. Cuban Foreign Ministry described the scheme as illegal. On Thursday, the U.S. government admitted it had launched a Twitter-like text messaging service to fuel political unrest in Cuba. The United Nations warns that unabated violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo has displaced more than 500,000 civilians. A figure shows an increase of about 100,000 from earlier this year. The violence is mainly centered in southeastern parts of the country where rebels are fighting government for independence. West African countries mobilize against an epidemic of hemorrhagic fevers, including Ebola. The disease has claimed more than 80 lives in the region. Guinea's neighbors have sent health teams to border areas and are implementing measures to prevent the disease from spreading. Guinea is the most affected country with 45 confirmed deaths from Ebola. Clashes erupt between protesters and the Venezuelan police. Officers tried to disperse angry protesters by firing tear gas. The clashes broke out after jailed opposition leader Leopoldo Lopez was formally charged. Lopez has been accused of provoking violence and staging mass protests against the government. And Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says the opposition is planning to separate six of the country's 23 states amid the ongoing unrest. According to Maduro, Zulia, Táchira, and Lara are among the provinces on the opposition's target list. Caracas says the opposition has U.S. support in attempts aimed at toppling the government.